This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Arapaho County Sheriff's Office says State Senator Faith Winter was driving with a blood alcohol level twice the legal limit when she was killed in a traffic crash on November 26. Read the latest right now at CPR.org. An immigration judge has declined to let a national immigration activist out of detention in Colorado and said she wanted to think the case over. CPR's Allison Sherry.
Jeanette Vizquera received international attention during the first Trump administration when she moved into a church to avoid deportation. She was eventually granted a stay after politicians intervened on her behalf. But in March, she was arrested and detained on immigration violations. She's been in custody since. Her supporters and family hoped on Friday that an immigration judge would let her go free on bond. But that didn't happen. Her attorneys have argued that she was detained because she has been outspoken about immigration policies in the United States. But the federal government argues that she hasn't followed the laws. For now, she remains in detention. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
86,000 Xcel customers remain without power in Boulder, Clear Creek, Gilpin, Jefferson, Larimer, and Weld counties. The state's largest energy company implemented another planned safety power shutdown at 5 a.m. this morning ahead of hurricane-level wind forecasts. Wind gusts around 100 miles per hour were recorded in Boulder. Today, Governor Jared Polis said the utility must provide, quote, clearer communication and more transparency about future safety shutdowns. Roughly 20,000 customers have been without power for days. It's unclear when power will be restored. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.